What not to do: turning body and gender conversations into political combat in ministry. Conversations about body, gender, sexuality, and identity can become tense very quickly. Many people have already heard arguments. Some have been mocked, some have been pressured, some have been affirmed without truth, others have been corrected without love. A Christian leader must take a different path. One of the most important things not to do is turn a ministry conversation into political combat. This does not mean Christian leaders have no convictions. We do. Scripture matters. Creation matters. The body matters. Male and female image bearing matters. Holiness matters. But ministry conversations are not helped when the leader treats the person as a representative of a cultural war, instead of as an embodied soul standing before God. Do not begin with a lecture. Do not use sarcasm. Do not treat gender confusion as a joke. Do not assume the person's motives. Do not demand instant disclosure. Do not ask unnecessary questions about the person's body, sexuality, medical history, or private experiences. Do not make promises you cannot keep. Do not pretend to be a counselor, physician, legal advisor, or crisis specialist. Do not ignore safety concerns, abuse concerns, self-harm risk, coercion, or severe distress. And do not confuse compassion with agreement. Wise ministry requires both warmth and boundaries. You can listen respectfully without affirming every belief. You can show kindness without surrendering Christian anthropology. You can speak truth without humiliating the person. You can offer prayer without forcing it. The Christian leader should ask setting-aware questions. In a wedding meeting, the conversation will look different than in a pastoral care appointment. In a school setting, it will look different than in a church office. In a family ministry meeting, it will look different than in a chaplaincy visit. Each setting has different permission structures, privacy expectations, policies, and role boundaries. A wise Christian leader may say, "Thank you for trusting me with that. Would it be okay if I asked a little more about what this has meant for you spiritually?" Or, "I want to honor your dignity while also being honest about my Christian convictions. Would you be open to a careful conversation about that?" Or, "This sounds very heavy. I can listen and pray with you if you want, but I also think you may need support beyond what I can provide in this role." Jesus never treated people as abstractions. He met real people with truth and grace. He named sin, healed shame, welcomed the weary, called people to repentance, and restored people to God. That is our model. Not harshness, not confusion. Not fear, not political performance. Christ-centered ministry speaks truth with tears, courage with humility, and hope with patience.